You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Why not, huh?
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you.
Yeah.
Be of good
could
cheer.
Be a winter wonderland later this afternoon or tonight. They say 3 to 7 inches for the city?
Something like that for the city and the grassy areas, of course. It's been so hot that everything's going to melt off.
My goodness. Enjoy, people. At least it's something different, right? It's something
right,
different.
It is.
30 minutes out from today's Mindbender. It's a 2-point Tuesday. I'll have that at 7:30. I'll introduce the new poll question for this week. We'll have all that coming up. And then, of course, Mix 100's Bill Relief is back in 90 minutes. Make sure you're signed up at mix100.com. Submit a bill that you would like for us to pay, because we've been doing a lot of that lately. And we can call out your name today during the wonderful working hours with the Don and Jeremy Show, Shannon Steele, and Studley Steve right here at Denver's Mix 100. Quickly, I will tell you that I sat on the couch last night while Gretchen and her daughter Zoe had something going on upstairs. And so I flipped around and I found, because I'm a documentary freak, and I found a documentary. Okay, I know I'm a big dork sometimes. I found a documentary on Leonard Nimoy.
No
and
way.
And I actually sat and watched it.
Probably watched that, actually.
And then I woke up this morning. This is just complete coincidence. I woke up this morning and I, you know, started working, and I read that today is National Star Trek Day.
Oh, sweet.
And I just happened to have watched that documentary last night, which I have to say was very well done.
That sounds kind of cool,
actually.
It was
a really cool documentary about him helping to create the character and mm-hmm. of Spock and everything. If you don't know who he is, he was the original Mr. Spock on the original Star Trek show. And so today is Star Trek Day. It's the anniversary of the first airing ever of the show back in 1966. So live long and prosper. One of the things they talked about was how the very first Star Trek conventions really started the whole movement of cosplay and everything, where people would dress up into costumes, because mm-hmm. nobody ever really did that before. But at the very first Star Trek conventions, people would dress up as Klingons and Vulcans
right.
and members of Starfleet Academy and stuff, and they would go to these conventions, and that
Nerds.
Is what's now that's what's led to, you know, Comic-Con and
it's
everything.
Big
like that.
Business now. And we all know Star Wars is better anyway, though.
No. I have to.
We all know.
I have to lean towards the Trek rather than the Wars. Mm. That's just me.
Mm.
Friday, Jeremy and I were reading about this guy. His name is Bill. He lives down in Australia, mate. And he provides a very interesting service. He calls himself, Jer, the Coffin Confessor.
What a great name.
So
I love this.
In a nutshell, here's how this works. Let's say you know that you're about to pass.
Kick
all
it.
Right?
Yep.
If your time has arrived, you hire this guy to show up at your funeral and either reveal secrets about you that nobody in your family knew, or actually settling scores with people that you've had feuds with.
Mm. So does he like show up and punch your father-in-law in the face or something?
Maybe. He's been offering the service for 2 years now. He has done this service at 22 funerals in 2 years at $10,000 per pop.
My gosh.
So you hire him for 10 grand and he will go, and those things that you never wanted your family to know while you were alive, he will reveal. I don't know if it means if you've got like a secret love child.
Right. Or like he had an affair for the past 20 years and nobody knew.
Right. Or he actually embezzled money from such and such. Or he, mm-hmm. I don't know. Think of all of the things.
So much dirt you could spill, and who cares? You're dead.
That you would hire. Now, there's another subcategory of his work that I particularly found interesting. He will also go to the person's house as soon as they die and get rid of all the stuff that they don't want their family to find. He says it's been, this is his quote here, money, drugs, guns, or pornography.
Or all those Little Debbie snack cakes you've been eating.
Which could have led to the death.
Right next to the pornography, yeah.
And to me, I mean, the first thing that I thought when I'm reading this is, my God, this sounds like a reality TV show if I've
all
ever seen one.
All day long, I'd love to follow this guy around.
It's kind of similar in a way to those people who go to, what's that called, the shed wars or whatever, the storage war. Right? And that's just stuff that's been hidden away for years, and they open up the storage shed thing, and
it's just a bunch of crap.
Auction. That's what this is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this should be reality TV. Well, it actually is probably going to be. Bill has signed a deal to have his life developed either into a film or a TV show.
See, that's great. You attend all these funerals and watch them, you know, spill the beans on people. And it reminds me very much so of, I had a dear friend that I've known for a long time, and her dad was passing away. He was in his final hours, and he, from his deathbed in the hospital, said, please go to my house. Here is where I have hidden all of my pot weed. Can you please go flush it? Because he didn't want anyone going through the house knowing that he smoked marijuana. And he wanted his daughter to get rid of it all.
Gracious.
So that just, it smacks of that. I'm sure that's happened many times with people. Telling a sibling or a spouse or something, go get rid of all my guns before I die or whatever. You know, fill in the blank.
I'm sure you're right.
I'm sure it, yeah.
That we have people listening right now that have been instructed to go and clean out something so that people don't find it.
You know, the shed out back, don't go in there.
It's also kind of reminiscent. Did you ever see the original? Because I don't think the remake was, I'm told that the remake with Chris Rock was not that good, but the original movie, Death at a Funeral?
I don't think I saw that.
Peter Dinklage, the guy from Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. is in both versions, actually. Mm-hmm. There's a British one that was made first, and then Chris Rock covered it. That original British movie, Death at a Funeral, I think is one of the funniest movies ever made. I highly recommend it. And that's all about, it all takes place in one day at a home where they're doing a funeral for this, you know, wealthy man. And Peter Dinklage shows up with a revelation.
Oh.
About the guy.
This is, well, it's real life now.
It is real life. It's real life and death. And I'm just wondering what you, Jeremy, would want somebody to go.
That's funny because I was just thinking about that. I don't think I have anything in the house that I would. You can go through anything. There's nothing that you're going to find. I got no dark past, nothing like that.
Yeah, but you say you don't even want like cleaning people to come to your house to go through stuff.
Yeah, but if I'm dead, who cares? You can have at it. But right now, though, I don't need anybody stealing stuff and jacking with my credit.
I'm trying to think if I've got, I guess there's no, I'd have to think about it because they're probably, you know what it is? There would be stuff maybe on my hard drive of my computer, like letters that I've written to people that I've saved.
That's pretty good.
And I probably would want the whole hard disk just gone. Wiped. Yeah, just wipe that.
Mm-hmm. You have a diary? Do you keep a diary?
Dear diary.
Dear diary. Get rid of that, I guess.
Well, anyway, just something for our listeners to think about this morning, this service. I mean, is it something that you'd even thought about before? I mean, nobody wants to imagine their death, but I mean, have you thought about the things that you don't want found, the things that you want said to people at your funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Are there scores that you would like to settle? Are there secrets that you would like revealed to come out at your funeral?
All those tidy-whities guys in your drawer, you don't want people seeing that.